Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill bunts towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melillo moves to second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball four. Melillo moves to third. Werber moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Melillo scores. Werber moves to third. Cook moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Werber scores. Cook moves to third. Cronin moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to second. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Allen bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field. Kramer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kramer. Hughes scores. Hale moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin is called out on strikes. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Werber. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmak hits a fly ball into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to second. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trotsky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trotsky moves to third. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmak hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Vosmak reaches second base with a double. Trotsky scores. Weatherly moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove bunts towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hughes bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen bunts towards third. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Hughes bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 4 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer strikes out. One out. Heine Mainisch pinch hits for lefty Grove. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.